Welcome to Seeing Your Inner Brilliance. I'm your host, self-worth and confidence coach, Charles C. Childers, who is dedicated to supporting visionaries, big dreamers, and high achievers like you. My passion and calling is normalizing those big, audacious dreams and desires and shedding light on the very real inner experiences that are unique to our journey. It's what makes this podcast so special, that we can come together as big dreamers and high achievers and be in a safe space with each other to be real, raw, transparent, and vulnerable while also being inspired. Yes, we are here to do amazing things in this world and to leave a lasting legacy. And the best way that we can achieve that is by being the fullest, most aligned version of ourselves. Through authentic interviews with fellow big dreamers, practical tools, resources, and actionable strategies, let's step into our fullest potential and create the life of success, impact, and legacy that we desire. If you're ready to align your belief system and upgrade your nervous system with your Mount Everest-sized goals and embrace the unique internal journey along the way, then you've come to the right place. I'm so glad you pressed play, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Now let's begin. Let's get real for a second. Have you been chasing success, feeling like you're never quite measuring up, no matter how much you achieve? Do you feel like you can't be satisfied or considered worthy until you reach a certain outcome or level? Do you find yourself at your best when you're productive and receiving external validation, only to feel horrible when you don't? Are you driven by a relentless pursuit of perfection, constantly pushing yourself to exceed expectations? Imagine a journey where success isn't something to chase, but something you live and breathe every day. A journey where you are deeply fulfilled and aligned with your purpose, regardless of external circumstances. Introducing to you BTG, Be That Girl or Be That Guy, the transformative program designed for big dreamers and high achievers like you. In this program, you will learn how to break free from the cycle of striving and seeking validation from others. Instead, you'll cultivate unwavering confidence, trust in the journey, and embody the identity of your next level self. If you're ready to not just go after your dreams, but embody them, have fun along the way, and build your legacy rooted in alignment and authenticity, then BTG is your invitation to step into a future where you are anchored in certainty and satisfaction. Say goodbye to building your dreams the hard way and hello to a journey filled with purpose, satisfaction, and genuine fulfillment. Go to charlesechilders.com/BTG, if I'm speaking to you right now, to start your journey of embodying success from within. It's time to be that girl or be that guy and achieve your desires as the natural byproduct of who you are rather than a goal to pursue. Once again, that's charlesechilders.com/BTG. Now, let's jam out on today's episode. You know those moments when you just aren't feeling it? Maybe it's a few days when you've been in a funk. Maybe it's a moment where you were working and you were moving forward, and then you just got really tired all of a sudden and felt really uninspired. When was the last time you had one of those moments? Because for me, I'm coming off an entire weekend of that. And that's why I'm so excited to record this episode for you today. I originally had intended to record part two of the podcast that I posted most recently with Dr. Caroline, which is all about the paradox of accomplishment and when we can be so accomplished, yet on the inside, we can feel the exact opposite of it, of we feel like we aren't smart enough, we feel like we aren't good enough, we aren't worthy, we aren't deserving, all of those things. And to be honest with you, I just haven't felt inspired to do that. I haven't felt the continuation of what I meant to go deeper into about that. So I haven't done it. And that's totally okay. Because for me, where I am, I'm at the point where I'm not willing to force things and do things just because it makes sense or just because I feel like I should. Or even on the surface if I want to, but then there's a deeper part of me that isn't really feeling it, right? And so maybe that's a sign that that episode was as good as it's meant to get. Or maybe it's a sign that it's going to come at a later date. But I'm really excited to dive into what I'm going to be talking about today. Because like I said, I'm coming off of a weekend where it's been 2 days where I just haven't felt it. On Saturday, I woke up with a sore throat and I was so, so tired. And that was completely unexpected and totally kind of threw me for a loop at first, to be honest with you, because we had planned to, you know, be productive this weekend and love on the house. We had planned to spend quality time as a family, maybe go to the zoo or to a local rodeo in our area. We had planned to do stuff. And so when I woke up with a sore throat and I was so tired, oh my gosh, it was, I quickly saw, okay, this weekend is going to look totally different than I thought it was going to feel. And so after 2 days of being in that space, which I'm definitely going to get into, this morning I woke up feeling a little better, feeling a little more back to myself, right? And then I had the inspiration to talk about it. Let's talk about it. Not when I have fully, you know, soaked up the goodness of what this weekend meant, or not when I'm fully on the other side of it, but right now, like in the midst of it, let's talk about it because I know it's going to be so, so impactful for you because I know you can relate to this. So I quickly jotted down when I got home, dropping off the kids from school, I'm still in sweatpants and a sweatshirt. I made breakfast. While I was making eggs, I quickly jotted down 5 or 6 things that I really felt inspired to share with you. And so, yeah, let's just get into it. All right. So the first thing, when you're in moments when you just aren't feeling it, maybe you weren't feeling yourself. Maybe you, I don't know, the example that comes to my mind right now is maybe you're on social media and you see something and it triggers something inside of you, whether it triggers, you know, you start comparing yourself, maybe you just start feeling down and blah because what you saw was sad, or, you know, those moments when you're feeling uninspired, maybe it's a cloudy day, we all know how that can affect us. The first thing that came to me is the importance of realizing that nothing is wrong in those moments. Nothing is wrong if you wake up one day and you aren't feeling well. Nothing is wrong if you are triggered by something and you feel sad or you start comparing yourself. Nothing is wrong if you had planned to do something and then you woke up feeling totally different. Like in those moments, nothing is wrong. And we don't need to be anywhere else or do anything else other than honor how we're feeling in the moment. So Saturday, when I woke up not feeling well, yes, there was definitely a period of where my expectations were being unmet and unfulfilled because I literally did not feel like getting out of bed. And so there could be a tendency for us to start thinking, oh no, this isn't good. I'm not going to be as productive as I wanted to be. I'm not going to spend as quality time with my kids as I wanted to. I'm not going to have as much fun this weekend. I'm not going to be able to work now. That's just going to throw me behind, you know, and entertaining that story. And believe me, I started going that route. I started going to the rabbit hole, but I quickly realized what was going on. And so for me, I just know, all right, back it up, back it up, back it up. Don't even let yourself fall down that rabbit hole. And that has taken a lot of training and self-awareness and self-love on my part to be sensitive to those stories and not allow myself to entertain them. And so once I started realizing that I was falling down the rabbit hole, I reminded myself, there is nothing wrong. Just because what is happening and how I feel is different than how I thought I was going to feel, it doesn't mean that anything is wrong. And so to allow yourself to just be whatever is coming up for you, rather than judging it, rather than criticizing yourself for it, rather than feeling like you need to be somewhere else or you need to be doing something else, just be. And try to absorb the feelings of the moment, even though they don't really feel good, right? Whether you're tired, whether you're doubting yourself, if you're comparing yourself, if you are just feeling immense sadness, maybe for what someone's going through, if you're angry, whatever those emotions are, try to just be, try to absorb them and try to embrace them. Because for me, and what I've come to know and believe is that, yes, there is a physicalness going on, but then there's also the spiritual energetic thing going on. And so whatever we're experiencing in the moment, we're meant to experience it. And so the best thing for us to do is absorb it, embrace it, and try to soak up as much goodness as possible from how we're feeling. And the second thing, this also kind of ties into that, the second thing I wanted to be sure to tell you is that with this bigger plan, this bigger picture that God, the universe, your higher power, call it whatever resonates most with you, but there is a bigger plan. And so sometimes God knows that we need divine rest. Sometimes God knows, all the time, he knows what we need and when we need it. So while I may have thought that I needed to wake up early on Saturday morning, like I usually do, and work creating content for BTG, taking my daughter to coding, you know, working outside, working inside and loving on the house, us doing something fun. Like while I had all of these pictures in my mind, God knew that I needed rest, that I needed to pause. And I don't know exactly why he felt that I needed that rest, but obviously because of how I was feeling, that's what I needed in that moment. And so yes, we can either fight how we're feeling, which a lot of times if we're not feeling well and we fight it, then what does that usually do? We continue to feel better. We continue to feel worse for longer, right? Or I know that with my clients and students, if we are in a period of doubt and we're wondering, can I do this? Do I have what it takes? Am I smart enough? Like, how am I even going to get there? When we have those moments and we fight it, then all we do is perpetuate that cycle. So rather than fighting it, even though we may not know exactly why, just knowing that if we are facing some type of not feeling well, doubt or something, that something is coming through. Something is trying to come through, whether it's an idea, whether it's something that God is trying to communicate to you, and he needs you in this position in order for you to receive it. Like, just know that something is coming through. Maybe it's because, okay, let's use the example of BTG. I'm in the middle of launching BTG and I have a lot of momentum going on and I'm so excited. I continue to be so excited about this work unfolding and with the people who are joining the program. And so maybe he knows that there is about to be a floodgate of clients and students for me to serve. And so I needed that period of rest and downtime to be able to withstand that momentum and those results that I'm going to see. I don't know. I don't know what's on the other side, but I can trust that something is coming through. And not just trust from my perspective of like a whimsical, oh, I'm just going to trust, you know, this fluffy place. But for me, I truly know and have experienced that if I'm feeling resistance, if I am worrying about something and I'm afraid of what people are going to think of me, or if I'm afraid of going to be rejected, or I'm in this period of uncomfortable feelings, I know for me that the more I embrace it, the more I soak up the amazingness, the clarity, the beauty that's on the other side of it. And so there is just, it's more than just physical. It's more than physical, that there is an energetic and a spiritual, especially for our dreams and our calling, that a lot of us don't know why we are called to the things we're called to. A lot of us don't know why we have the desires that we do. But we have those desires, and that's because they are divine. And so we are going to experience things all along our journey. Our entire journey is going to be divine. The third thing I wanted to mention is, so I know for a fact that our state of being determines our story, meaning that if we are in a state where we are feeling aligned, we are feeling certain in who we are, we just are feeling really good energy, that our story, the things that we tell ourselves, are going to reflect that, because our emotions and our thoughts are very much tied together. At the same time, if our state is quote unquote negative, to where we aren't feeling good, we aren't in a place, let's say we're feeling uncertain, we're feeling unsure, we're feeling like an imposter, if we are emotionally feeling that way, then the thoughts and the story that we tell ourselves is going to reflect that. And so for me, and this weekend, when I was feeling poopy and not feeling well, like I said, I started to let my mind be poopy also. I started to entertain the fact that something is wrong, that I'm not meant to be feeling this way. I'm not meant to have no energy, that I should have more energy than I did. And my throat shouldn't be hurting, that I should be feeling well, you know, all of these things. But then I pause myself. And so, yes, I know that it's so easy when we just aren't feeling it, when we aren't feeling like ourselves, when we're feeling uncertain, when we feel like things are not going our way, it's easy for us to start thinking more thoughts in alignment with that. Start thinking that, oh, this is pointless. Why am I even doing this? I'm not doing enough. I'm behind. Why haven't I gotten there by now? And so we start thinking more and more thoughts like that. And if we have those thoughts, yes, if we are very trained in this work, then we can objectively allow those thoughts to come through. Sometimes I literally grab my journal and start writing down the things that my mind is saying, not because I'm entertaining them, but because I'm observing them. And it's almost like I'm watching captions on a TV show or a movie, of like just writing down what my mind is saying. And then I can look at them and go, oh, okay, thanks for those thoughts, I guess. That's interesting. It's also kind of funny when we do that, because our mind can come up with some really insane and out there things. But the point is to not fight them. We can allow them to be, while also knowing that we don't have to go down that trail. We don't have to believe them. We don't have to entertain them. An example of this is that, so this weekend, not feeling well, just watched a lot of TV, took a lot of naps, got on Facebook way too much, got on Instagram way too much, just in one of those, like, trying to absorb it, trying to embrace it, yet at the same time, the overachiever part of me would, like, come up every now and then of, like, you should be doing something, you can't lay here anymore, you've already been, you know, laying here for literally all day long, like, you know that moment where you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm going crazy here, but my mind is awake, but my body is telling me to rest, so I was very much in that space. And then this morning, I woke up, I was listening to Abraham Hicks when I was in the bathtub, and I started writing down things that I'm grateful for. And it wasn't just writing down things that we're grateful for, because that's from a very heady place. It was truly from a place of, like, there was an opening, there was a clearing within myself where it's like the clouds moved out of the way, and it was easier for me. It felt easier to step into that alignment. It was easier for me to almost reach, like, who I usually am and how I usually feel, that type of thing. And so then that's what allowed me to focus on what is in front of me and see what I am grateful for and really genuinely feel that. And so that little shift, that clearing, is another example of how much power we have. How much power we have. And yes, we can allow the funk to be the funk. We can allow ourselves to be in that space while simultaneously we can shift ourselves back into alignment, back into who we really are and how we truly feel. But we need to ride the wave of the funk without getting so entangled. That is a really, really beautiful part. Really beautiful part is allowing ourselves to feel the funk, to feel the uncomfortable, to feel the quote-unquote negative emotions, and then shift ourselves, not from a place of fighting, but from a place of we know where we're going. We know who we are. We know that those negative feelings we're feeling in the moment are not us, that yes, our mind might be telling us that we're unworthy, that we should be doing something else, that we are a lazy sack of shit for not doing it. Our mind could be telling us these things, but that's not who we are. So there's very much a difference between fighting it and shifting yourself back into it. And that leads me to my next point. I am a firm believer that we are either in direct alignment or we are on the way to deeper alignment. So we are either in direct alignment, which means and feels like and looks like we are inspired. We are taking inspired action. There is ease, certainty, and confidence in what we're doing. There is so much satisfaction and fulfillment in the moment that we are absolutely enjoying the journey and loving it. And we are fully enthralled and captivated by the process and the process of our purpose, and we aren't so focused on the outcome. That yes, we are either in direct alignment of it or we are on the way to deeper alignment. And that negative state of being is our portal to deeper alignment. And I could go into so much more. I might even do a whole episode on that very topic of being in direct alignment and then going into deeper alignment. But with that knowing within myself, I am never off track. That is something that I firmly, firmly believe, that we are never truly off track. We might feel that way. Our mind might be telling us that we are, but we are never truly off track. And one of the reasons why I know that is because the earth is literally never off track. The earth is always circulating. Things are always growing in their seasons that we're supposed to. Summer is never off track. Winter is never off track. The trees blooming is never off track. And so it goes against universal law for us to be off track. And this is one of the beliefs that BTG has helped me cultivate and solidify. And so if I truly know that I'm never off track, then how I'm feeling in the moment, I may be feeling uninspired. I may be in a period where I'm just not feeling it and I'm unmotivated and I don't feel like working. I don't feel like getting out of bed. I don't feel like talking. Just because I'm feeling that way and it's different than what I expected or imagined of myself doesn't mean that I'm off track, because I am never off track. You are never off track. You might feel like you are, but you never truly are. Woo! Thank you for that, because that message right there was way bigger than the energy I'm feeling right now. I can tell you that. So thank you for allowing that to come through. The fifth thing that I wanted to tell you is, when you're in these moments, when you're feeling uninspired, when you're in a funk, don't force yourself to do what you don't feel like doing, what you don't feel inspired to do. You know, so for example, this weekend, I could have forced myself to get out of bed and, you know, clean the kitchen or clean the bathroom. I could have forced myself to sit down and write content for BTG, which right now I'm working on the first principle, which is unleashing your expansion, breaking free from the mental and emotional constructs. And oh my gosh, I'm so excited about it. But in that moment, I was not feeling excited about it. And so I could have forced myself to get up. I could have forced myself to play a game with my kids. But when we do that, when we force ourselves, not only is it unaligned and forced, obviously, we're also not giving the thing our best energy. And so when we aren't giving things our best energy, then it's skewed. It's not necessarily wrong. It's just skewed. So for example, continuing on, let's say writing BTG content and creating the program for it. If I sat down on Saturday and forced myself to write it, then the words that I was saying probably wouldn't have been 100% the words that I would have used when I'm normally feeling good, right? And so because of that, because our words and everything we say has energy, then let's say it could have come across not in the best way. It could have come across just not 100%. It's not me, right? So it's whatever would come out isn't necessarily wrong. It's just not fully aligned. It's not fully authentic, because I'm not being authentic in the moment because I'm forcing myself. And when we're forcing ourselves to do things, we are not being authentic and allowing ourselves to be authentic. So when we're forcing ourselves, there's lack. There's a lack of, I need to do this because I'm afraid that if I don't, either I'm not going to have enough time to do it. I won't have enough days to do it. I will be further behind. So there's lack. And this lack reinforces the belief in the programming that it's all up to us, or that you'll be punished if you don't do it. That I'll be punished if I don't work on BTG. That if I don't, you know, finish principle one by the end of the week, then I'm going to be behind and off track. And, you know, you see how you start almost entertaining. It's like the trail. You hop on the trail of something's wrong, something's off, and then it just perpetuates, it continues. And so it's like when you hop on the trail, if you continue following the trail, then you're literally going to continue following it with your thoughts, with your feelings, with what you're believing. And that is reinforcing subconscious programming that isn't alignment with where you want to go. So when we can pause and not even hop on the trail to begin with, I mean, yeah, that would be ideal. But if we can catch ourselves on the first two steps of the trail and back ourselves up, like when I notice myself entertaining that I should be doing this, I should be doing that, and I literally backed myself up and realized that's not where I want to be. That's not where I want to go and how I want to do things. And instead, I allowed myself to surrender and just be and do something that I enjoyed doing, catching up on All American, reading a book, shopping on Amazon, watching a movie, taking a nap, things like that. That was so much more in alignment. And it might have been different than I originally thought, but that's what was coming up for me in the moment. And that's what God felt. That's the weekend God had in mind for me. And so, yeah, don't force yourself. Don't force yourself is the point of that. Because when we force ourselves to do things, then it might seem small. Let's say even if we force ourselves to clean a bathroom on the surface, and when you're just looking at it that way, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal, right? But when we have a belief and programming of years and years and years, or even decades, to support that we need to force ourselves or we'll be punished if we don't get something done, then that stacks on to that belief and that programming. Excuse me. So let's see. There was a sixth point, oh my gosh, that came to me right before I hopped on here. Oh, shoot. It's not coming to me. It's not coming to me. So, for whatever reason, it's not coming to me. Maybe it's because that was just meant for me, a reminder for me. Or maybe it'll come to me later and it'll be something that I add on to this episode or that I mention on Instagram. Either way, you'll hear it because we're connected. So, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Thank you so much for accepting me and loving me for all of me and the parts that are directly aligned and then the parts that are actively deepening into my alignment. And so right now I'm very much in a deepening phase. And so that's why I felt so compelled and so inspired to create this episode, is to capture it in the moment, not on the other side of it. Yes, there is beauty in hindsight lessons and learnings, and I'm sure there will be some to come. There's also so much power when we can just embrace what's coming through in the moment. And so I felt so inspired to create this episode. I trust and know that maybe you listening right now are in a funk. Maybe you are right now having moments when you just aren't feeling it and you're feeling blah. On the inside, it feels like a cloudy day. I see you. I feel you. I acknowledge you. I know that it's hard to believe this. And it's hard to hear it if you don't believe it. But I just want to pour some truth into you, that you aren't off track. There is nothing wrong. That you are where you're meant to be. It might be uncomfortable. It might feel negative. It might feel foggy. But that doesn't mean that where you are is wrong. And that there is so much goodness being called through you in this moment. And I promise you that if you embrace it, if you just fully tell yourself over and over and over, I might not be feeling well. I might be feeling like I'm in a funk, but I know there is so much here for me. Just repeating that to yourself will open those doors for those divine ideas and for those divine messages to come through. I want you to know that no matter how you're feeling, that you are wonderful and you are absolutely doing it and your dream is still coming to life even in these moments. So thank you so much for tuning in today, and I'll see you in the next episode.